This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Is your pet stressed out? Does your pet need annual vaccines? Which pet is best for a child? Would you know if your dog was in pain? Pet Life Radio presents The Pet Doctor, where you'll learn everything about keeping your pet healthy and happy. From pet care, pet meds and grooming, to pet food, pet insurance and dental care, this is the place to find out everything there is to know about pet wellness. Whether you have a dog, cat, reptile or rabbit, you'll find answers for your pets straight from the vets, because it's your pet. Health matters. Please welcome your Pet Doctor host, veterinary media consultant and veterinarian, Dr. Bernadine Cruz.
If you have a pet, most likely you love it a lot. You buy the best food you can afford. You give it lots of treats. In fact, if you were to admit it, it's a bit on the pudgy side. Your pet has a toy box full of goodies. It has a plethora of clothes and collars. When you're away at work, and you're away a lot, you have a pet nanny cam so you can gaze at your little sweetie. You visit your vet whenever it's ill, and it hates going there. You feel a bit guilty because you lead such a busy life, but you really try to play with it a couple times a week. All in all, you're a pretty good pet parent, but are you truly providing the best mental and physical care you can? Most pet parents sincerely care about their pets, but sometimes they don't know what they don't know, and that could have detrimental effects on a pet's quality and quantity of life. Now you can obtain reputable, reliable pet physical and mental health information on all your devices, and much of it's for free. Our guest today is going to tell us all about this service. Steve Dale is a dear friend of mine. He's a certified animal behavior consultant, a journalist, a host of two nationally syndicated radio, special contributor to WGN Radio in Chicago, and for 21 years wrote Pet Matters for Chicago Tribune. You may have heard his work on USA Weekend, Cat Fancy, and more. He's appeared on The Oprah Winfrey Show, National Geographic Explorer, Fox News, and a plethora of various Animal Planet shows. He's a shy guy, you can tell. He's also on the advisory council of the Fear Free organization. I am honored to have him, and we'll chat right after this break.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogosuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogosuds shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogosuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Steve, I am so honored to have you as a guest. This is just really a treat for me, and it's going to be a treat for my listeners.
Well, thank you. The honor actually is quite the reverse. I'm thrilled to talk to you and for all you've done and Dr. Cruz continued to do for our pets. And also for the profession of veterinary medicine. And actually, that's how Fear Free began. Fear Free began with one guy, one dude, Dr. Marty Becker, saying, you know what? It doesn't need to be this way. Our pets don't need to feel as fearful as so many of them do going to the veterinarian. And at an early on meeting of experts that he brought in to talk about Fear Free, I'm shy at times, actually, and I raised my hand and I said in a very meek way, with all these veterinary behaviorist scientists in the room, including one behaviorist who's absolutely, they're all brilliant, I don't mean, but one woman, Dr. Karen Overall, who I put on a pedestal for her brain power. I mean, she understands brain chemistry of our companion animals, as few people do. And I said, I actually believe most cats and a whole lot of dogs think they're going to die, literally think they're going to die at that veterinary visit. And she shook her head yes and said, Steve, I agree with you. And you know what Dr. Becker realized at that moment and had previously thought about is that, as I said, It doesn't need to be that way. Today, we have so many tools available to us. You know, at one time, and you can tell me about this, Dr. Cruz, when veterinarians were taught to do all the things you were taught to do, there was even a mantra, just get it done. Do it right. Do it carefully. Do it well. But get it done. And the emotions of that animal weren't considered nearly as much as the physical well-being.
I hate to admit it, Steve, but you're absolutely right. When even doing things like trimming a dog's nails and, you know, take it to the back, you take it to treatment and you try to trim its nails. And sometimes I'm sure it'd be a little uncomfortable. Big nails, you'd, oops, get them a little too short. They would bleed. You'd hit the nerve and the animal would screech and you'd say, oh, you know, it's not that bad. Just buck up. We'll get it done. And it was one technician and maybe a nurse or a doctor. And then the next time they came in, it was a muzzle that had to be put on the pet. And then more people were holding on. And then you have this pile on of technicians and nurses and anyone else. And it's pooping and peeing and it's crying. It's like, I'm just trying to trim your nails. It's not that bad. And yes, we're realizing, and that's one of the best things about fear-free, is taking the pet out of petrified, because they don't want to come. The pet owner realizes the pet doesn't want to come. And then guess what? They don't come, because nobody wants to see their pet in anguish. And it's like, it's not that sick. I can put it off a little bit longer. So I am so glad that Fear-Free has come. And now I know you're part of Fear-Free Home. And that's even better, because yes, we're teaching the veterinary staff and the veterinarians how to work as fear-free as possible. But pet owners need to also work with their pets at home about fear-free. What are some of the common, first, okay, what is Fear-Free Home? What is the initiative?
Sure. So it's fearfreehappyhomes.com. And just kind of going back a step, so when Dr. Becker and so many others said, you know what, you're right, Dr. Becker, we need to do something about veterinary visits, I was surprised. I mean, I knew that this idea, he was onto something, and that now we have data to show this, that millennials are especially interested in the emotional health and well-being, not only the physical health and well-being of their animals, but the emotional health and well-being as well. We also know more than ever before the interconnections between emotional health and physical health. It isn't one or the other. They're connected together. So it's, I guess, not a surprise that this whole thing has resonated in veterinary medicine. But as you know, if I come up with an idea today, no matter how brilliant it is, to communicate that idea to, what is it, like 80,000 veterinarians in America and about twice as many technicians or so, that doesn't happen overnight. But because Fear-Free resonated so much with so many people like you, it did almost happen overnight. And so many individual veterinarians and other veterinary professionals, technicians, are now certified. Entire practices are certified. But then the dog trainers began to, well, look at those people over there. And they said, we want to be Fear-Free certified too. Animal shelters, Fear-Free certified. I don't know that I'm allowed to say this, but I'm going to say this anyway. Military working dogs, the trainers are now Fear-Free certified using positive reinforcement and techniques associated with Fear-Free. Dog groomers. I mean, the list goes on. And that is really all goes back to this one dude, Dr. Marty Becker, who had a vision. And it's maybe even happening beyond what he first envisioned in the first place. Well, this includes all of us, the pet owners. So I'm a certified animal behavior consultant. I'm not a veterinarian. And I'm just, in some ways, just another pet owner. And if I know it begins in homes, and Dr. Becker knew that from the start, too, and from the very start, he created Fear-Free Happy Homes, because without the pet caretaker contributing to all this, it's kind of meaningless. We have to be, as pet caretakers, a part of the equation, too. That's common sense, almost. If we want to succeed at all doing the same thing, it's a team approach. And veterinarians are a part of the team. Technicians are a part of the team. Dog trainers may be a part of the team. Dog groomers may be a part of the team. Maybe even a boarding facility may be a part of the team. But my God, that team doesn't even exist if I don't have a pet in the first place. And that pet lives with me, or those pets live with me. And if they live a fearful existence day in and day out, that is unhealthy. And actually, that does happen on occasion. But even beyond that, things happen all the time.
But Steve, what makes a pet fearful? You know, I'm a pet owner, and I look at my little cat that's living at home, or I have my dog. It's like, it doesn't have anything to be afraid of. I come in, I love it. You know, yes, there's the kids and the family, and occasionally maybe the kids have their friends come over and doesn't really like them, and it runs in the back room. But boy, this is the cushy life. What is my pet to be fearful of? So what are some of the most common things that dogs and cats, what brings fear to their hearts?
So again, a little bit, and I don't know, I mean, my gosh, I'm just yammering here like I'm in front of 300 people talking at one of those veterinary conferences. And I'm talking to Bernadine Cruz, who knows as much about this as I do. So chime in there, because you know this stuff. So what makes a pet fearful? Anything and everything. First of all, it's adaptive for any of us to have some fear in our life. So you're crossing the street, you look one way, you don't look the other way. And a car is coming 80 miles an hour right at you. I think it's adaptive to be fearful and run in the other direction really fast if you possibly can. So there, some fear makes a bit of sense.
But we live longer that way.
Yeah. And the same, I mean, we're hardwired and our pets are too. In Florida, for example, you live there, not you personally, but if you did, thunderstorms are sometimes a daily occurrence, right? And increasingly so, it seems. Well, for dogs in particular, cats potentially, that have thunderstorm anxiety, may not be a daily occurrence, but it's all too frequent. And we can do something about it. We can do something about it to help them so they don't have to feel that way. Or even a once a year occurrence. It's not that our dogs are not patriotic, but I don't believe they're fans of the 4th of July. And it's because of all those fireworks that sometimes they're terrified of. Again, we have today resources where we can do something about it. So even those animals that you mentioned that lead the cushy life they do, they share their beds with people, or people share their beds with them. I'm not sure which way it goes.
And it's their bed. We're just allowed to be in it. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. And they're part of the family for sure. And they're loved, but they sometimes suffer in ways we think it's unimportant, or we don't consider, or it's always been that way, or we think the veterinarian cannot do anything about it, or we don't even think about the veterinarian as a resource, or whatever the reason is, we don't take that next step. And what Fear-Free Happy Homes is all about, it's about taking that next step. It's about saying, yes, you can do something about it. It's the right thing to do. We know you love. Listen, if you're listening to this podcast, you love your animals. So we know that we love your animals. We know you want to do the right thing. Here are some right things to do. And what's more, as you mentioned in the introduction, all the information on this website, there's so much misinformation online. And as a veterinarian, I suspect you could tell me that every single day people come in with reams of printed out papers from the internet, from some website somewhere that says something, but everything it says is just simply misinformation. Well-meaning perhaps, but misinformation is just simply wrong. So all of the information at Fear-Free Happy Homes has been vetted by at least a veterinary behaviorist and a board certified veterinary nurse, and often a variety of other people as well.
I love the information, and there is such a cross-section. And you're exactly right talking about the thunderstorms. Now, I'm in Southern California. We don't have a lot of thunderstorms. A client just came in the other day, and somehow we got on the subject of fireworks. And I said, well, is this something new? He says, oh, no, it's been that way, and it's getting worse. It's like, you might want to plan ahead on this. She says, yeah, it's even gotten so worse. Now the dog, and they lived on a fairly busy street, can't even go into their own backyard because the noises on the street, I have a feeling, reminds the dog of the fireworks. So now they have to go outside with their dog so we can eliminate, maybe get a little exercise, and then it's right back in again. It's like, oh, well, can't you just give me a pill for this? It's like, that's not the answer. pill is not the answer.
So, Dr. Cruz, I have some questions for you. Sure. Because this happens all the time. So do these people love their dog?
Of course they do, and they're just not aware there's something they can do.
Right.
And I feel bad that I had never stepped up in previous years, or they hadn't realized there was something that could be done. So it gets down to education, and that's what Fear-Free Happy Homes really does, is educate.
Yes, and hopefully in a fun way, because there are games up there. There are even webinars given by experts such as yourself to pet caretakers who don't typically have access to this sort of expertise. So there's a wide variety of fun information that people can use. Sometimes information that's simply timely, like in thunderstorm season, what to do about those thunderstorms. And it's, you know, we haven't talked about cats a lot. And in cats, I would argue there is as much or more of an issue. And you mentioned at the very beginning, you didn't use the word enrichment, but that's what you were talking about. So for years, I have been talking at veterinary meetings and wherever I can about how zoos, the good zoos, enrich environments for the average spectacled bear, Siberian tiger, or even rattlesnake more than we do for our dogs and cats at home. And in fact, once I said that at a conference and all these people began to applaud when I said that. Who knew? I had an audience of half people who worked at zoos. But it's true. And we do need to do a better job, because right now we live, and I don't believe this podcast is about politics, but I'm about to get a little political. I would suggest most of our dogs in America, I don't care what the unemployment rate, the politicians, they are under and unemployed, many of our dogs. And cats, we live in a nation filled with brain-dead fat cats. And we can do something about both those issues by enriching their environments. And fearfreehappyhomes.com has lots of information about how to do that, and that happens to be a passion of mine.
All right. So you've opened up Pandora's wonderful toy box of cat and dog enrichment. So I know what I've been doing for my own cats, and I think they really like it when I leave, because then their little enrichment toys come out. It's like, yes, now I get to play with these things, because I want them to have a little bit of mental stimulation when mommy's not here. But why is it necessary? Okay, you say we have fat, bored cats and dogs that need a job. Why do they need this job? What happens when they don't have a job?
So all dogs were bred to do something. I don't care what breed, what mix you're talking about. They were bred to do something, even if it's just sitting in our laps. They were all bred to do something. And for the most part, we don't give them that something to do. And a puppy or a kitten's brain is a terrible thing to waste. And we are not, as they become puppies or kittens into dogs and cats, we don't give them opportunities to take advantage as far as mental stimulation. And along with that comes some exercise as well. So let me offer just a few specific examples.
I'm going to be really mean, and I'm going to step in here because you've really piqued our interest.
Yes.
It's an opportunity for a short commercial break.
Whoa.
So we're going to be right back, and you're going to tell us all the ways that we can get those cats off the couches. We'll be right back after this short break.
Please have a seat in the waiting room. The doctor will be with you shortly, right after these messages.
Has your pet ever suffered from digestive issues, anxiety, or joint pain? We want to address these issues and more with high-grade CBD oil from Alpha, made specifically for your furry friends. Using Alaskan salmon oil as a carrier, Alpha Pet's 500 CBD oil is lab-tested for quality, consistency, and safety. Plus, we are giving Pet Life Radio listeners 25% off and free shipping with code PL25 for a limited time. So visit myalphacbd.com/dogs now. That's myalphacbd.com/dogs. Because your furry friends are family.
Let's Talk Pets.
Let's Talk Pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Pet Doctor on Pet Life Radio. The doctor is in, and we'll see you now.
Okay, Steve. So, I have this fat cat, this dog who is not doing anything and is collecting its unemployment kibble. What do I do to stimulate it?
I like the way you said that. And collecting its unemployment kibble, that's exactly where I'll go. So, wouldn't life be more interesting for dogs if we could ban the bowl, the food bowls? And we could find other ways to feed our dogs. So rather than just pouring all that kibble into a giant bowl, that we use enrichment toys or food puzzles so the dogs actually work a bit at getting their food out of those devices. Now, that's not for every family. It's not for every dog. But for a whole lot of them, that would be a good place to start. Also, understand what your dog was bred for. So if your dog was bred for carting meat to market, which is one of the things Rottweilers were bred for hundreds and hundreds of years ago, I am not suggesting you go to the local supermarket with your Rottweiler with a little red wagon and take the meat home from the supermarket that way. But I am suggesting that you do something that is kind of close to that in a creative way with your Rottweiler. And you know what? Most dogs, given the opportunity to do something, anything that is interesting, anything where they can use their senses, will take advantage of that. So one of the things right now that's kind of trendy in the dog training world are scent games, they're called.
Oh, they're awesome.
Yeah, and it's like you have your search and rescue dog at home. And what you could do, you could actually translate this into doing this sort of thing at home. And what a great thing to do. So you hide, let's say, lavender, and you spray or drops of lavender onto a rag, a clean rag or something, or a washcloth. You put that in a room, you train your dog to find the lavender scent. But if you can do that, you could train your dog to find, and I need to do this, by the way, my car keys.
Good idea.
But the thing is, the dogs love doing this. That's what dogs were born to do, these sorts of things. It gives them a bit more exercise, and you can tell me better than I can tell you about the fact that we live in a nation filled with overweight dogs, I think, right?
Oh, very much so. People hate it when they come in because they know I'm going to say, oh, look, well, it hasn't gained any weight, hopefully, but it hasn't lost. And I'll never call him fat because I once had a rather corpulent little animal, but and it hurt my feelings when everyone called it fat, but it's Rubenesque, it's rotund, it's curvaceous, it's whatever, but they get the idea. But sadly, too many overweight cats, dogs, and owners.
Yeah. So the first part about the cats and dogs, that leads to potentially emotional implications. I don't know about people. I can't comment on that. But for cats and dogs, it leads to emotional implications as well as health implications. So I'll bounce to cats. So if a cat does nothing except sit on the sofa, and if you're lucky, use their litter boxes, then that's not leading a very interesting life. And cats that are that overweight can't even get around to their backside to groom themselves very effectively. So fundamentally, being a cat is about the ability to groom himself or herself. And you're not even allowing that to happen. Never mind all of the medical possibilities that you can tell me about. I guess diabetes would be at the top of the list, but it's a very long list, right?
Oh, diabetes, arthritis, heart issues. Yes, skin issues, as you're saying, because they can't groom themselves. The list is endless. And so oftentimes when there is a problem, I said the first thing that you can do, the most important thing you can do is get them to lose weight. The rest will just fall into place after that. Get them to lose weight. But they like eating.
But I argue if you can make life more interesting for cats and dogs, but for cats, for example, allow them to exercise their prey drive. So yes, cats are safer indoors. I'm a fan of that personally. They live longer lives very rarely. I don't believe. It's very frequent that you hear about a knock at the door and it turns out to be a coyote saying, can I come in? I want to look for the cat. Or a car that plows through your house and runs over the cat. That doesn't happen if the cat's indoors. The cat's safer. However, I want life interesting for that indoor cat as well. And by hiding food, for example, in different places around the house. There's a product called the indoor hunting feeder that a veterinarian who I believe you know, Dr. Elizabeth Bales in Philadelphia, created. They replicate little mice of sorts. And the idea is to train, quote unquote, your cat to look for these in different places around the house. You put kibble inside, and very quickly the cat learns to maneuver these little indoor hunting feeders to get the kibble out. And there are also, I mentioned that product, but there are all sorts of products like that. The idea is that we can get them moving, not only physically moving, but get their brains moving as well. And we know, getting back to what Fear Free is all about, all of this is interconnected.
And it's really fun watching them because I use a similar type of product for my own cats. And watching my cats, I have kind of like, she's not as much of a genius, we should say, as my younger cat. So the younger cat has a very involved food puzzle and she can get in and out of this thing and she just has it down to a science. And my maturer one, she can't do those toys. But she has her own toy that gives her a little bit of a stimulation. But it is so much fun watching them. It's like watching a human child figure out, you know, a puzzle. What can they do with this? Okay, let's try this. Let's try that. And even putting out a bird feeder outside. So it gives them some reality TV. Those are good things. What do we do for dogs?
Well, for dogs, it may in part depend on the breed. So I can't wait. We're organizing a talk right now. I'm speaking with an ethologist, Kim Brophy, at a couple of upcoming veterinary conferences, VMX, and also the Western Veterinary Conference, and I think AVMA also next year, about this topic. And that is not only to enrich dogs' environment, but create the enrichment appropriate for what that dog was bred to do. And some obvious examples, I already gave one, and that would be scent games. And well, any dog can do that, including greyhounds. My gosh, dogs like beagles and basset hounds that have their nose to the ground anyway, they're brilliant at this. You know, there was a TV show that looked at the most intelligent dogs, and there was a book first that came out about that that Stanley Coren wrote, and I love Stanley Coren. He's brilliant. But I didn't love that because I think intelligence also depends on what the dog was meant to do on this planet. So a beagle is intelligent, but very different way than a border collie who could probably edit this podcast together when we're done with it.
They all have their strengths. And yes, yeah. Exactly.
So you mentioned also looking for things that are appropriate and right. And I don't know about you, but I like free stuff. So Fear Free Happy Homes has free stuff. That's my favorite four-letter word, free, as well as discounted things on what's called Fear Free Fridays. It's a way to find Fear Free certified professionals. So now Fear Free is taken off to the extent that cat and dog caretakers are actually looking for practices that have folks, veterinarians, veterinary technicians that are certified as Fear Free. So it's not only the articles and the tips and the tricks, sometimes literally how to teach dog tricks. And it's not only the newsletter and videos, and some of them are cartoons, so they're really fun to watch. It's all of that put together that is informational. And, you know, what I have found, I mean, I'm a pretty knowledgeable pet owner, I think, and I've learned in a very fun way from simply going to this website. And it sounds like I'm selling the site, but the thing is, the site sells nothing. This isn't about selling you anything. You know, I mean, there's so many sites out there, and I've had guests on my shows over the years that are selling something. There's nothing to sell here except information that's free, and we want people, Fear Free wants people to have good information. It really, 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 really is as simple as all that.
I love, because looking at the site, you're exactly right. Yes, there are a lot of things. They have a premium membership that you can become part of, and it's really very cost effective, a lot less than a bag of dog or cat treats on a monthly basis. But just even on the free things, the basic membership that's free, preventing anxiety. You know, we see that. I see that all the time of dogs that are coming in and they are just so nervous. You know, how to make that veterinary visit fear-free. People come in and they're putting their cat, you know, they have it in their lap. It's not even in a carrier. It's like, oh, please don't do that. Or, you know, they're letting dogs go nose to nose and you can tell this little dog's ears are flat back and it's fearful. People can't even read the body language and realize that. So there are basic membership courses our little vignettes on trying to understand that. How to get ready for the vet visit. My cat sees a carrier come out, people are always saying, and they're running the other way. Leave that carrier out all the time. Put its treats in it. One of my own cats has found that its bestest place to live right now is in a cat carrier, and it has its little treats in there in a heating pad, a little pet heating pad. So it says, oh, I like this. So I know the next time I need to scoot it into the office with me, this is no big deal. I'm used to going in this thing. It's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all of that is true. And it's like, I hope they put a book together of all the information that's out there on Fear Free.
Awesome.
That's available. I just thought of that idea, so I hope they do it.
You should bring it to the dude's attention. I'm sure that Dr. Marty Becker would love hearing that from Steve Dale going, I think, Steve, you should do that.
I think that most of all, that we've called him the dude like five times here, and I think he'd appreciate that more than anything.
Well, I think the clients and the pet parents would really appreciate this. So, okay, we have this premium membership that people can join, but they have a Facebook group. I haven't gotten involved with that. Do you know much about the Facebook group?
Yeah, it's like any other Facebook group. You can comment on other people's posts. You have professionals that are offering input as well. So you get a mix of just folks like me that have a pet, dog, cat at home, or you can hear from those professionals as well that will sometimes answer questions that are available to you also. So some of the more recent stories are, do pets really grieve? So we know we do when our pets pass away, but how about our pets? And if so, how do you help them? I mean, what can you do? I mean, we don't speak exactly what their language is. We don't know exactly what they're feeling. So how can we help? Another was a story that I wrote based on a conversation that I had with Dr. Jane Goodall. And we talked about Fear Free, but we talked about a lot of other things as well. And, you know,
that must have been a fascinating conversation.
You know, people ask me, I've been very fortunate in my career to interview some pretty amazing people. And years ago, I don't know that you know this even, but years and years, 5,000 years ago, I was an entertainment reporter. So I would interview all these entertainers. And my niche was to interview the folks that had been around a while. So I had interviewed, I don't know, Jimmy Stewart and Lucille Ball and on and on and on. And people ask me all the time, who is my favorite interview ever? Well, there's no question, Jane Goodall. I mean, I've talked to her several times now, and she is the most brilliant. You know, we need people like her to lead the world. In fact, I wish she was leading the world. She's up for a Nobel Peace Prize. But I asked her about Fear Free, and she hadn't heard about it. I told her about it, and she thought and said, this is perfect, because she understands what emotions mean. She told me when she first started out as a scientist and she was ascribing emotions to chimpanzees, other scientists, now this is back in the 1970s, but other scientists were really critical of her doing that and would say things, only a woman would do things like that. And, you know, come on. I mean, chimpanzees, of course they have emotions. Dog owners and dog caretakers have known for what, 5,000 years? Well, more than that, really. You know, dogs have evolved with us going back 40,000 years. We've known for a very long time that they have emotions. This isn't exactly a news headline, you would think. But what she loved about it is that Fear Free is considering emotions and emotional health in a way that, and it goes beyond veterinary professionals, just considering the emotional health of animals, whether they be in animal shelters, whether they be cats that are living outdoors in communities, you know, community cats, whether they be pets in our household, or on a visit to a dog groomer, a dog trainer, a dog training class, or whether it be at the veterinary clinic, emotions matter.
And going back, Steve, we're talking about, you know, the fear-free, happy home. I was reading an article recently that the emotions that a pet owner has, how that really spills over into what a pet feels and how they respond. So many times I'll have clients coming in and it is just, they're so uptight, they're so fearful, either they're angry, something's going on, and you would see it in the pet's body language that they're picking the same things up. So it's like, really, if you calm down, your pet will calm down. This is not good for you. It's not good for your pet. We know that pets are soothing and therapeutic for people, but we also need to sometimes be soothing and therapeutic to our animals.
you might be referring. So there have been a couple studies on this, and there was a recent study, I think out of Switzerland, and that study looked at the emotions that people were feeling and whether pets would pick up on that anxiety in particular.
These yes.
are people that were right, and whether the pets would pick up on that anxiety. Well, I guess it was predictable that, yes, they sure did pick up on that anxiety. And they, how do you know? So they tested cortisol levels, and cortisol, they looked at hair cortisol levels, I think. It's often called the stress hormone, actually. So they looked at the cortisol levels and compared those cortisol levels before and after, and they found that as the human became more stressed, again, based on cortisol levels, so this wasn't, okay, I'm stressed out, I say I'm stressed out, they were actually measuring it, that the dogs became more stressed as well. Dogs are so in tune with us, I think, and I'm curious as to what you think about the statement that I'm about to make. I think that as smart as we are, dogs understand us better than we understand them.
I think you're right. Because we overthink things, we get lost in the weeds, and our pets are just more pragmatic. They are much more intuitive, and I think we need to follow our pets' leads more times than not. I'm going to have to follow this lead of our time is up.
But what?
I know. I can't believe it. We can go on for another couple of days. So, Steve Dale, parting words. What do you want our listeners to take home, to realize? What do you need them to do now? What's your call to action?
Well, for one thing, I haven't mentioned my website, so I'll be a bit self-serving.
Go for it.
And that's stevedale.tv. And like any good radio host or book author or all those things I do have a Facebook fan page, and you can like that page. But I want you to like the fear-free Happy Homes Facebook page and check it out. I mean, just try it for free. I'm really not here to sell anybody anything. If you like what you see, then you do want more of it, and more of it is available, and there's a cost to that. But fearfreehappyhomes.com, that's the website, and it has lots of great information. And as I said, periodically, good deals too on pet products, sometimes so good that they are free, and that's a really good deal.
Excellent. Well, Steve, thank you so much. I loved having this chat to chat with you today. So I hope that we get to do it again soon. You've been listening to Dr. Bernadine Cruz on The Pet Doctor. This was Steve Dale. Again, his background is a plethora of things that he's done, from being a syndicated journalist writing for Chicago Tribune, being on the radio WGN there in Chicago, USA Today, Cat Fancy, on and on and on. Genius material, great information. Please tune in again next week. We'll give you more information on how to make you the best possible pet owner. Talk to you next week. Take care. Bye-bye.
Pets can be a wonderful addition to your life because they're a member of the family. Keeping them healthy and happy is important. Pet Life Radio presents The Pet Doctor with veterinary media consultant and veterinarian Dr. Bernadine Cruz. Whether you have a dog, cat, reptile, or rabbit, you'll find answers for your pets straight from the vets. The Pet Doctor, on demand every week, only on PetLifeRadio.com.